Yes, yes, yes. We back. We back again. It's another glorious Tuesday. It's your men's and them. It's your men's and them. It's your boy DJ Bobby Hustle and my guy.
That Vato Capo.
Guaranteed to get you plugged for $1 million and a Mont Blanc patron of the Art Homage fountain pen. I mean, we need two of them. Two Mont Blancs.
I don't know what the fuck that is, bro.
A Mont Blanc is a pen that costs $3,500 that you use to sign big checks with.
I tell you what, give me the cheap pen and just give me the $3,500. I'll take that instead of a fucking expensive ass pen.
Well, you got to understand now that Mont Blanc is like collecting a piece of art. It's only going to go up in value because they only made a certain amount of them. So you can keep that in the drawer. You can hand that down to your kids and they can cash it in for about 100 times worth it.
You know that's why. I mean. That's why I fuck with you, Bobby. That's why I fuck with you.
Tuesday, man. It's Tuesday. It's another glorious Tuesday. I knew you guys would make it past the weekend. Back to Tuesday. The week is in full swing. Like I said, if you made it here, that means you done got Monday out the way, and the rest is smooth sailing, man. If you're just your first time here, your first time clicking the link, you're wondering what this whole AMP thing is all about, well, AMP is Live Radio Reimagined, and the audio meds, well, it's the only known cure to insanity. And Capo, that's a proven fact.
Oh, man, you already know, Doug. And like you said, it is Tuesday. And, I'm all over the place. I thought today was Thursday. I don't know what the fuck I'm thinking. But you know what? I'm hyped that it's Tuesday. You know why? Because that means we're doing the On the Way Up segment. And we have a special guest joining us today. So I'm extra hyped about this. We're going to go through some interesting topics of discussion. We're going to beef up that playlist. And like I said before, we got a dope guest joining us, man. So y'all stay tuned. Bobby, I think you know what time it is.
You already know what time it is, man. It's time for that quickie.
It's the quick mix, you bastards.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for yous.
That's the Anderson .Paak, J-Rock, Lotto, man, Too Fast. Yo, that's got a vibe to it, man. It's got a vibe.
Yeah, that's hey, I like how they spun the classic record. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's what hip-hop's all about, man.
Yeah,
that's what hip-hop's all about, man. Taking something that, you know, that's already great and making it greater, man. You know, remixing the remix, you know. But, hey.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's Tuesday, man. I'm feeling good, man. We got a super dope show, man. I'm feeling – it's a good week, man. It's like I always feel good, but I'm feeling real good today, Capo.
Man, you know how good are you feeling? How good are you, man, feeling, Bobby?
I am feeling almost – as good as your girl, Lotto. Yes, your girl, Lotto the rapper. She came and saved hip-hop's ass for this year. She has become the first rapper to score a number one single on the Billboard Hot 100 this year.
Yeah.
Now, Capo, we was talking about the hip-hop was in a slump. We hadn't scored any number ones on any Billboard charts. Little Uzi Vert, he came through with the layup, you know, with the pink tape for the Hot 200.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was for the project, though. That was for the entire project.
Yeah, so I was about to say, that's the project for an album. The Billboard Hot 200 is the albums chart, and the Hot 100 is the singles chart. We still hadn't had a single, but he came through with the album. But your girl, Big Lotto, she came through for us, you know, so.
What was the single? Do you know what the single was? Which one?
It's the single with, let me give you the name of it. It's got the artist from BTS. It's the 7, the collaboration with the BTS star Jungkook. So she's got the K-pop star on there.
But is that her record?
Yeah, it's her record.
No, that's his record featuring her. So does that really count?
And evidently, if it's her record and they put it on the Hot 100 and she gets it.
I guess so, right? Yes. I mean, she's a feature on it. It's not really her record. So
Does hip hop get the win is the question.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, all right, you know, yeah, she's credited. You know what I'm saying? It is partially her record, but is it hip hop? Is it a hip hop record? Did hip hop get on the charts, or did we have to go through K-pop to get on the charts?
Ooh, that's a good question, Cops, man. So like, let's see, man. Like, is it her record or is it his record? It's his record.
It's his record.
Yeah, his with Seven yeah. featuring her. Or did he have to get on the chart, get hip-hop to get on the chart?
Oh.
No, that's the question.
Ooh, I so like
that's
that.
The big question right there. It's I not did like hip-hop that. Have to get him, but did he have to get hip-hop?
Yes, yes, okay.
I mean, think about it, because you only love Ed Sheeran because of hip-hop.
I didn't know I loved Ed Sheeran, but all right.
Ed Sheeran's dope, man. Ed Sheeran's dope. But I was just watching that Fireboy video with him and Fireboy. It's like, you forget he's a white Irish kid on there until you look at it again and be like, oh, shit, that's Opie.
He was just here in Nashville. My wife and daughter went to go see him Saturday, this past Saturday.
I told you love Ed Sheeran.
Dog, I don't know. I mean, I know some of his songs because, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, shit, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not, like, bumping this shit. But he sold out the fucking Titan Stadium, bro. He sold that shit out, right? And then he comes out and plays everything live, nothing set up already. So he comes out with like his drum machine and all this shit, and he builds a beat on the spot and recreates the music, and then performs to the music as it loops. Dog, like, that shit's insane, bro. Like,
are you thought I was bullshit when I said that's why we love Ed Sheeran, because of hip hop.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Facts. I mean, damn, dog. Like, not many people can do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
that's talent.
Yeah, so big win for Lotto. We'll take it regardless. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, hip hop is on the charts because she is hip hop. So no matter what you say, hip hop is on the fucking charts, right? Hip-hop and I like the way you twisted that. We didn't have to go to K-pop to get on the charts. K-pop had to come to hip hop to get on the charts. We're gonna leave it like that.
And we're gonna leave it at that. Absolutely, man.
So
absolutely.
Man, before we move forward, man, y'all make sure you jump in the chat, show some love, hit that heart button, turn your notification on, so every time we go live you get notified and you can tune in. But we got a special guest joining us here in a few. I'm hype, Bobby. I know you're hype.
I'm ready
for some gems. Yes, sir. Like, we're gonna get into it. We got a lot of shit to talk about, man. So
absolutely, man. But before we get into that, we're gonna drop this record. Where yet will it, Jake? Jump on the line and we'll be right back.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for you.
We back, man. It's the audio meds. If y'all just tuning in, it's the audio meds. It's your men's and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo. We got a super dope special guest that's about to come on the line.
So real quick, man, you already know we always get hype around now because it's no secret. We always have super dope guests on Audio Meds, and today's no different, all right? Today's guest is hailing from Motor City, a.k.a. Detroit, or Detroit, a.k.a. Motor City, all right? He's a true entrepreneur, a master of multiple streams of revenue. My man has been touring all over the country with multiple artists. Some of your favorite artists like Devin the Dude, Currency, Burner, Smoke Dizzard. I mean, dog, I could go on, but we don't have enough time. You may have smoked his own strain. You may have copped some of his merch. Man, this guy is everywhere doing everything. He's got his hands in everything. And when I say that, I mean it. I need y'all to make some noise for the one, the only, Willie J. Peso.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Willie J., hey, what up?
I'm blessed. I hope y'all was recording that, because that was a beautiful, beautiful intro. I appreciate it.
We got you covered, player. We got you covered like Smuckers.
It's all facts, bro. It's all facts.
I appreciate that, big bro.
Yes, sir. No doubt, man. So how's everything been moving with you, man?
Oh, it's a blessing. We just dropped this new project on Friday, and we've been on like this impromptu like run where we just going around tapping in with a lot of the legends and just making things grow organically. We on a trophy tour as well. We just won a High Times Cannabis Cup. Myself and Heavyweight Heads with my first strain, the Giraffe Head. Thank you. Mm-hmm, it's a big blessing. I'm a summer baby. Just celebrated another birthday, another trip around the sun. So the summer
congratulations.
It's going well right now. It's going well.
Man, that's lovely to hear. Man, multiple wins right there. Like, that was all positive, great energy, Doug. I love it.
Yeah.
All right, absolutely. So real quick, man, you mentioned you know, we know that you're tapped into the weed community and the whole culture, the cannabis culture. Where did this whole thing start from? When was the, do you even remember the first time you smoked?
It's way past the statutes of limitations right now. So, right. I was a young buck. I was in high school when I first started. When I first started, I was young, okay. Teenage days, you know, hanging around fellow rappers and being in the studio, and I got introduced to the herb and just to calm my nerves, and I fell in love from day one.
So it's okay. One of those. Now, like, I know some people, they smoke for the first time and they say they don't get high. I don't know why, but he's
like, I got high. I felt the difference the moment I hit the blunt the first time. So I was smoking blunts then. I'm smoking papers only now.
Okay. Back in the Chocolate Philly Titan days. So let me ask you, there's two types of smokers. There's the smokers who sit down, and there's the smokers who get up. Which one are you?
I'm definitely the one that gets up. I'm doing everything with a joint in my hand.
I was about to say, the amount of shit that this guy has accomplished in a year, like, there's no way he can sit down and do all that.
No sitting still. There's always motion, constantly growing, constantly moving.
Yes. Okay. So Giraffe Head, right? Like, yes. Break that down, man. You know, did you team up with Heavyweight Heads for this? And what is it? It's an indica, correct?
Yep. So Giraffe Head is my first licensed strain that I put in the market, cultivated by Heavyweight Heads, award-winning growers. Not only did we win an award with my Giraffe Head strain, but they have multiple High Times Cannabis Cup gold trophies with their strands and genetics. So around 2019, we came together after, you know, my good run that I had with High Times Cannabis Cup festivals when they were going state to state, doing live consumption events and allowing for the public to come and, you know, basically learn more information about the cannabis community. Well, I had been around that for about 4 to 5 years prior as an artist, doing the shows or hosting or just setting up a merch booth and selling my merchandise like how everybody else was selling cannabis. I was selling merchandise at first just to help promote my music because all my music is cannabis related. So my target demographic was always the cannabis crowd. And they seen what I had going on with my merchandise. I was, you know, one of the top sellers. You would go to any type of cannabis event across the country and you'd probably see somebody wearing my merchandise. So they was like, hey, you got this sativa indica hybrid thing going on. Let's give you some weed to go along with your merchandise. So we partnered. It took us a while to basically dial in a pheno hunt for this genetic that we came up with. And after a while, we released it to the public through the Metric licensed Michigan market in about 2021. And it's been going great ever since. We won a trophy in January for the best strain in the metrics, which is quote unquote the licensed market. So right now the Giraffe Head is first place best strain in metrics. And then this summer we just won a High Times Cannabis Cup. We got second place for the best medical indica flower.
Hey,
damn. That's what I'm saying. Hold on, right there. Yeah. Right there, you listed your whole accolades, and that's just this week. That's just this week, ladies and gentlemen. So
it was really this week, you know.
That was this week, and so stuff. Right, and so hey, Willie J, like I'm really feeling this giraffe print thing, like you know, like now it's right on time too with the culture and the way the fashion is moving, because everybody's with this whole designer swag drip type shit, and so like you could go so many ways, like you can literally replace cheetah print with giraffe print.
Hey, there you go. He said, you're giving too much info out.
Hey, I just got one question. So what inspired the giraffe? Because like that's different, it's unique, the emoji's unique, and then like you can kill that shit with this SEO. So what inspired the giraffe of all animals?
So the giraffe is my spirit animal, man. If you ever met me in person, you know I'm a tall figure who's always around everybody. And when I think about the giraffe, he's not necessarily a predator or prey. You know, it's all amongst the kingdom. And that's how I feel about myself. Plus, when you see a giraffe, you always see it around trees. I'm always around some good trees. But I thought it was perfect together. And the third thing, I just wanted something to represent myself, being that most giraffes come from the motherland of Africa. I just thought that would be just a great, you know, character to go along with my brand, just so people know, hey, this is a black-owned business. This is what we're doing. And giraffe just fit. I wanted to give something to the game that can go past myself. So anybody can relate to a giraffe or fall in love with a giraffe, and not necessarily just falling in love with Willie. You fall in love with the whole brand.
Absolutely, man. That's smart and strategic.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. But what I liked what you said is, like, the giraffe is around everyone, right? And it's not threatening. Yeah. But at the same time, no one fucks with the giraffe. You know what I'm saying? No one wants that shit.
Go on YouTube and look up giraffe fights.
I've watched them shit. Yeah, for the fact. So another question, man, is like, there's this stigma that it's hard for minorities to get into the cannabis world, man. Do you find any truth to that?
I do. I would agree that it is hard for people of color, black and brown women, to get a good position in the cannabis industry, but it's not impossible. You just got to work hard. You got to stay diligent and be willing to work with multiple types of people. It has not been the easiest for those that have been most affected by the war on drugs to benefit from this new legislation that's going on, and this new reform and wave that we got with the cannabis laws changing over state by state. It's not very easy for, you know, minorities to get in, but it's not impossible for them to, you know. You just got to put a little extra work in, and I would love to see the day where things do become a little less strict for us to get, you know, like funding and things to, you know, do what we've been doing all along, you know, putting on for the world prior to the, you know, the stigma being broken.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I like the fact that you're able to do this legitimately. You know, one of the things that a lot of people still do illegitimately in some places that haven't went recreational, like Detroit. Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. You know, y'all doing the thing out there. But you're going past, like, I'm checking out your social media, I'm checking out everything, and you're going past just the nigga with a big bag of weed and a blunt in your mouth. You know, I can see, you know, because a lot of people do that. They be out in Cali, they got a big bag of weed, and they just got blunts and stacks of money. But it's like, I can hear the eloquence and education and intellect in your voice and how you talk. And then everything that you say is entrepreneurial mindset on how we can grow and scale this business legitimately. You know, absolutely. So, you know, kudos to you on that. And I can tell that that's also transitioning to the music by how you've been moving around, man. Because, like, if y'all don't follow him on the gram, man, y'all follow this man on the gram. This nigga is everywhere. Like, how you even get into the damn golf game, the Cali golf game? You want Illuminati?
No. I just know the right people, you know. I have a good business partner. So I was down there to assist my brother, Rohan Marley, and his Lion Order brand. They were invited. We were, like, special guests for the event, you know. It was a great day for the week. The Best Foundation and the Jordan brand and the Jumpman brand, I should say, they put this charity event together. And Rohan is loved by everybody in the city of Miami, state of Florida. He's a Hurricane alumni. So a lot of his friends and family are, you know, just rooted in the culture of Miami, Florida. Well, my partnership with Heavyweight Heads and Lion Order, we cultivate in Michigan his cannabis. So he invited us down there just to, you know, check out what was going on with Cali. And if we the best foundation charity event. So I just was blessed to have the right people on my team. I got the right people on my team, I should say. And I was introduced to a whole heap of a lot of legendary people that were there.
We seen that.
Yeah, it was a good cause, though. A lot of people came out for a real good cause.
Absolutely. Definitely. Now, the big question is, was that Trill Burger as good as everybody says it is? Oh no. Did he cut out?
What? Did he freeze out, or is he hiding the truth? I'm gonna tell you like this. It looked delicious. I'm pescatarian. I don't eat real beef, but I'm gonna pause and I want to try one of his veggie burgers. You know,
I had the vegan one too. Now is that okay? How was it? I had the beef and I had the vegan. I like both of them. I can't lie. I know my vegan homies are gonna hate me right now. The beef one was a little more fire to me right now.
Nobody gonna hate you because beef is beef. You can't say fake beef is better than good real beef. Pause.
But I mean, some people do, but you know, I just think that's a lifestyle choice. But
yeah, it's a lifestyle choice. Everything's a lifestyle choice.
It was fire. Fire.
So are you vegan or are you just kind of like you vegan part time?
I like to be healthy.
You like to be healthy?
I like, okay. Yeah, so if I get an option to, you know, not consume as much meat or, you know, processed food and I got a greater alternative that's going to keep me on the healthier side of things, then I'm going to go
I mean, with the spirit animal as a giraffe, the giraffe is a herbivore. Did I use the right word?
Right. Yep.
So, okay, I would assume that you like salads and stuff like that.
I love salads. That's a great assumption. I love a great salad. For real.
Me
it's
too,
just
man.
Hard when you hustle like I hustle to eat healthy at 3-4 in the morning. I live in Detroit, and we're working to get some healthier alternatives, you know, 24 hours of the day. It's different if you're on the West Coast or you down in Miami. You can find you a vegan spot at 4
Ding, 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 Mr. Mr. Peso. You just said your next business venture is to also transition in from medical cannabis to helping soothe your emotional, mental, and stressful to also promoting good well-being with infused vegan restaurants in the city of the D.
You heard me. I'm glad you heard me.
You heard me. I love it. All right. So that's another thing, man. It's like you've got so many different streams of revenue, right? Like as a business man and an entrepreneur, you know, I don't know if you've seen recently or if you're even familiar with LaRussell, who's actually okay. And he's actually letting people buy in on when he releases records, like buying royalties from him and buying a percentage. How do you feel about that?
Love it. I love it. I think it's the how can I put it? It's going public with your brand. We all have to think of ourselves as Fortune 500 companies, and when you get to a certain point, you want to go public and you want to allow stockholders, and you want it to grow a board of people, like-minded individuals that can invest into your brand or your company and help scale it up even more. So I think it's a great idea. It's a something that becomes timeless. Like today, I can go buy that percentage and I can keep it for 5 to 10 years and then pass it down to my kids. That is a big game changer, as not only far as for, you know, being legacy and generational wealth, but just as a hip hop fan. Imagine if, you know, 50 years ago when hip hop started, you was able to do something like this. Imagine with those first tickets, memorabilia, just all that stuff would be worth today, you know.
Right.
So
absolutely,
I think it's a great step in the right direction.
Absolutely. And that you know, so LaRussell's doing it. It seems, I think he's doing it manually, but the new trend of that being the new wave is with Web3 and tokenization of music royalties through NFTs. Are you familiar with the blockchain or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. Absolutely. I tried to produce my own NFT for a project I had called Planet Peso. We put it out on OpenSea. I think I fucked up and didn't do it right, so I pulled it back. And kind of thankful I did at the time. I just wasn't knowledgeable in the whole space. So we'll come back to it at a later date when it's, you know, more improved for us on our end, so that we're not, you know,
Absolutely, because I mean, you know, that's the wave with the whole Web3 and all the major companies that are doing that. And like you said, I think that's something that is good for consumers, you know, to be able to buy into these catalogs. Just like you said, if we could do this and buy into the Marvin Gaye catalog and pass that down to generations, just like stocks. Like that's it's game changing for like you said, generational wealth, the hip hop culture and legacy. And I'm all for it as long as it's done in the right respect to the rights holders. We don't want any black exploitation going on the blockchain.
No. And you gotta be careful. You have to be careful as an artist as well as a consumer, because there's a lot of people out here scamming with this new technology, this AI going on. You know, it's every tool can be used for good and bad.
Man, you said that. Best. That with great truth. Power comes with great responsibility. so real quick before we swag away on while we on the subject, me and Capo talk about this a lot. So, do you think this is cool or not, lame or game, for people to be getting AI features from artists that they don't know?
Yeah, I'm not really cool with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm still pro artist first. You know, and originality. You know, I don't think you should go behind somebody back to get technically. But see, then again, it's kind of a tricky subject, because did you really get? Well, you lying. That's how I look at it.
Exactly, you lying. That's it. You playing make believe, bro.
Just say AI. Put say you got the answer, and you didn't go through the whole problem solving point of the game. You get what I'm saying? You wasn't in the gym shooting with them. You feel me?
Exactly.
So you just went and paid a little extra or less. Nobody knows.
Probably less. Probably less.
And you got the generic version.
So when they release the song, should it say like so and so featuring AI Drake?
Yeah, AI Drake or Drake Great Value. You know what I'm saying? Great value. Yeah, we don't know that you got the great value, bro.
That's it. Yo, okay, so real quick, man. You know, for the indie artists that are out there, you know, really trying to figure out how to get, because like I said, man, you're a businessman. It seems like you're doing really well for yourself within the music world as well as outside of the music world. But how would you say for indie artists to start from the ground up, where should they start applying their energy to start immediately seeing some type of income out of their music?
To see some immediate income out of their music, you would need to... Yeah, he hit me one. You would need to first make the music. You got to produce the music, release the music, and then along with the music, give something tangible for you to sell. A product or a service needs to go along with that IP that you're dropping. So if you're dropping music, you need to either come with some merchandise or you need to start some type of service that will go along with, will go towards your fan base so that they can actually spend some money with you. That's the best way to see some immediate money, not necessarily waiting for the music industry to give you pennies off your streams. You need to get out here and find something to sell.
Okay, exactly. So you would say find something to attach your brand to sell.
Yes. Whether it's a good or a service.
Absolutely. I think that's the best advice that you could give any independent artist right now, is because at the end of the day, you are building a brand, and you should be able to attach that to something outside of music to sell, because that's the name of the game that the big boys are doing. You know, they're using your music to sell other stuff, and that's where they're making the billions.
Absolutely.
So why not do it yourself? This guy right here, man, you're doing your thing, man. So Willie J, bro. We got some records from you, man. We got some records. Okay. You talking all this knowledge. Everybody know you were going in the executive boardroom, so you're doing your thing there. A lot of people might not be familiar with the music, so we're about to put them on. We definitely about to put them on.
Go ahead.
All right, so we got a couple records. Like what me and Capo do is we go through the project and we pick what we like. You know what I'm saying? We don't let you pay us to play this or whatever. We pick what we like.
It was hard, dog. I'm going to tell you right now. Me and Bobby went back and forth, and it was hard because we could only play two records. Okay. And we were like, you know what, roll the dice, let's pick one, you know what I'm saying? let's get this done. So Bobby, I'm gonna let you do it, bro. Introduce it,
man. So we got this first record that we picked from him, the Denver song. Okay, so what we'd like to do is, before we play the song, since a lot of people are just now getting introduced to you from the on the stream, is let you kind of introduce the song, give some insight on how it was made, whatever, to get them on the same page with you mentally, spiritually, physically, sonically, before we drop it.
Okay. So this record that we're getting ready to drop to y'all is called Denver Song, named after my daughter, Denver. When we was recording this song, this was the first time I took her into the studio with me while I was recording. So she was literally in my lap as I was recording. to the point that she started, you know, rapping herself, or that's what I like to think. She started babbling and baby talk. So I'm like, all right, we'll put the hit record and we're gonna lay this down. This is her first song where she's actually getting some royalties from. So being that she's only 1 year old, I can't wait to see how the game is going to be for her in 10 years, 20 years down the line. That's where we at right now. So let me know how y'all feel about this next song called Denver Song.
Hey, man, Willie J. Peso. Y'all know how we do here at Audio Meds. Tap that plus button, turn it to a check. Let's go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for yous.
Yes, sir.
Back. It's the Audio Meds. If you just now tuning in, it's your men's and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo. We got a super duper special guest on the line, Willie J. Peso.
Man, what,
hold on. You said, if you don't know, say a prayer, ask Google. Bro. No.
But you got to know that it's about to get brutal. You're going to go through some trials and tribulations, but if you don't know, just say a prayer, ask Google.
You got
a whole computer in your hand.
That shit was full of great captions, bro. Like, he said, wait, put some work in and watch how it works out. Oh, God. Damn.
It's like, okay, Willie J. And it's like, that's some definitely vibe music, man. If y'all just tuning in, make sure y'all tap that plus button, tap that heart, show some love, Willie J. So you said this is stoner lifestyle music?
Yes. You know, everybody's a stoner, though. Everybody smokes weed nowadays, you know.
Facts. Yo, so for the people that haven't digested this project, what are they going to get from it? Like, start to finish? And this two-part question. And why a project? You know, this right now, everything's so fast-consumed, single-based. Everybody's shooting videos and singles every other week and moving so quick with it. Why did you choose to put a body of work out?
I like to drop a body of work at least every 12 months, at least one, because I know that the game has moved to streams and just singles, but my love came before that. Before there was Spotify, Apple Music, it was the album. We would run to a record store to buy the album or the vinyl before that. This is not only music, but this is like my baby. So I'm producing gems that can be left and picked up years from now. I hope that this body of work, this project, this album will be helpful to the public. The giraffe print is necessary right now. A lot of people look at me and they always ask me, what are you doing? How do you do it? And that's why I was like, all right, it's time to give out the giraffe print. If you follow these guidelines, you take heed to some of the things that I say in these songs, you can understand that it's possible to be successful without just looking at what the society say is the statute of success. Work hard, get out here, put your plan together, and be successful the way you want to be successful.
Man, I love that.
Absolutely.
Right.
Willie J, man, you are showing the world that just because you rap and smoke weed, that you ain't a dumb nigga, man. You very smart and eloquent. And it's like, you're an entrepreneur, a good dad, man. And that, like, we definitely applaud that here at Audio Meds. Me and Capo both been fathers and entrepreneurs, man. It's just a great thing. It's just refreshing, you know, to see it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not even that it's a lack of it. It's just not spotlighted enough.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Audio Meds. Thank you. Thanks.
Man, no doubt. That's love, bro. And that's the thing, is like being able to, when I listen to the project and, you know, it's 11 songs. It's not
11
that. It's,
songs.
Yeah. It's a quick listen, man. It was like, maybe 35 minutes at the 45 minutes at the most, something like that.
Yeah.
And, so, I mean, I listened to it all the way through morning workout, and played it again after that, like right immediately, and started riding to it again. And man, every song I realized The first time I caught a few gems. The second time I listened to it, I heard shit that I didn't hear the first time. The third time I was like, holy shit, like I'm over here mapping shit out. Like this man is painting pictures and giving directions. If you really pay attention, he's giving you keys to success in almost every song. Super dope, man. So we applaud you for that, Doug.
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks. And Capo, I think we're actually witnessing the trend happen right here on Audio Meds, where dope artists are dropping projects.
Yep.
It's coming back. Nobody's noticed it yet. Everybody's on that single wave, but I ain't gonna lie.
We're seeing it
right now, and it's like the market. I might have to go ahead and buy right now while it's low before it pops.
Okay. Hey, you know something.
So are you letting people buy in on your shit yet? You pulling a little muscle yet?
We gonna work towards that. I think we can make that happen sooner than later. I would love that. I would love to have more of a support system built around what we doing around here at the Stone Like Willie Company.
Yes, sir. Okay.
So Stone Like Willie, real quick, just you said Stone Like Willie Company. People that ain't familiar with the movement, what is that?
So Stone Like Willie is my company that I started in 2017. We do merchandise, we do events, we do music. It's my first company that I own myself. We've been growing not only in entertainment, but cannabis, retail, getting ready to jump into real estate. We're doing a lot of different things. So that's just the umbrella. Sound like Willie. Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I caught a line he said, and he said, what he said, I did like them white folks and used my company to buy. What'd you say? What was the line you said?
That's on Running Left. I did it like a white man. I bought it with my business. They need to mind their business if they not putting in.
Hey, that's how you do it. Those are the loopholes that they don't teach you in high school that are handed down from generation to generation, and they teach in those privileged schools, like the CRT, the Charitable Remainder Trust, and lots of different things, buying things like Mont Blanc pens that you can hide your wealth in, things like that, putting your money in trust so that baby mamas can't get it. Lots of different loops.
Take care of the baby mamas, man. You gotta take care of the kids.
That's it. Oh, you always take care of the kids. But
Hey, yeah. Hey, Bobby, don't have the feds coming knocking at our door, dog. Like,
nah. Everything I do is legitimate on the up and up, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, never tell anybody how much Bitcoin you have.
Never, ever.
That's what's up, man. So Willie J, man. Like, I met you on the Devin the Dude tour, right?
Yes.
And I had mentioned you were touring with several, like you've toured a lot with a lot of heavy hitters, bro.
Yeah.
What would you say? Cause I mean, Devin, Currency, super dope guys, man. Both of them. Who would you say out of all the people you've toured with, what are some of the greats, the one that you enjoy touring with the most?
My most recent tour was with Wiz Khalifa. And Burner and the whole Smokers Club, Smoke Dizza, Joey Badass, Burner, Wiz Khalifa. That was what we did this year.
That's some heavy hitters. Yeah, a lot of networking.
First time doing like an arena run. So I got to see a lot of people, a lot of new markets and learn a lot of the back end side of how, them boys really, really, really don't stop working. It's a 12 to 12 type work shift every day, wherever we going. And it's a lot of parts, it's not just, a lot of people look at your favorite artist and you see just the favorite artist. You don't know that they have a team of 25 people that are diehard, diligent, hard workers that's helping that machine move forward. So I'm a student of the game, and this last tour just showed me a lot. I didn't go to as many cities as I normally would with Devin the Dude. He goes around the country faithfully every year, and we do 40 cities in 60 days.
He's running. A beast. He's a beast, bro.
Yeah, bro. And he'll do it all. So he definitely is the second person, if not the first, that really gave me a lot of the game. Just don't be afraid to do your work, whatever is necessary.
Absolutely.
Necessary.
And sometimes the work ain't sexy, but it still got to get done.
Always.
Always. Okay, so Willie J, man, student of the game, man. Like you dropping some gems, man. I'm taking notes. I love to learn something from everybody I come across, whether it's something small or big. But, like, you got some knowledge. You got some game. So I don't know if you've listened to the show before, seen any of the past episodes, but we do this thing where we got to twist your arm a little bit. We play a little bit of Street Smarts trivia.
Let's go.
To see if we got to pull your hip hop card, and you said that with confidence. You like, what's up? What you want to do?
I got my chat GPT open, so whatever you ask.
GPT open, okay. Hey, but look, I'm not even gonna hold you, Willie J. I use the GP every day for stuff, I'm not gonna hold you. Capo, he beat the GPT with his hip hop shit. I got to say it every single time. That's my nigga. And like when it comes to this hip hop shit, Capo is smarter than the GPT. I ain't gonna lie. He called out all the errors.
No, I want to put Capo up against it. That's my dog, New Face.
There we go, New Face. Yeah. We've been trying. We want to get New Face on here so we can test his hip hop knowledge on this game, man. But the thing is we just caught it slipping, bro. That's it. It was some facts that I was like, we caught him slipping. So,
hey, but man, I'm gonna let you shine that belt, Capo. You deserve it. All right. Well, you know what time is it, Cap? What time is it?
That's right. It's time for Street Smarts Trivia with your host DJ Bobby Hustle and that Vato Capo.
Guaranteed to get your plug. Ding. Okay, if you've seen the show, listen to the show before, you know what time it is. It's the part where we play the game. All we're going to do is ask some questions. You just got to give us some answers. It's that easy.
Let's go.
All right, first category is hip-hop history. The question is...
Now, listen. See if you can hear him typing real quick.
Okay, we're going to listen. No Sleep Till Brooklyn was a song by who in 1987? Was it...
A, LL Cool J, B, Beastie Boys, or C, Run DMC?
Now, this is unfair because I wasn't even born yet. But we're going to go with, okay, we know that LL ain't from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. He was raised in Queens.
Okay.
Beastie Boys or Run DMC. And I feel like Run DMC is also Queen Boys too, so I'm going to go with Beastie Boys.
Is that your final answer?
Oh, man. All right. You know what? Yeah, I always go with your first mind. If you're wrong, you're wrong. Get to learn something new. Go ahead.
You use the process of elimination. I can tell you graduated. You used the process of elimination. He took the facts that he knew and automatically eliminated those. Yeah, the scientific discovery.
Process of elimination, though.
Hey, okay. Yeah. I get that to you. The weed enhances. Don't let them fool you.
Yes. All right. What's next? All right.
This next category.
Excuse me, I'm going to call ID check.
You got to read your government name. All you got to do is tell us who it is.
Okay.
All right, so my government name is Shante Scott Franklin. Am I
A, MC Shan, B, Sean Price, or C, Currency?
Go with B.
Is that your final answer?
He doing abacadabra.
He's doing abacadabra.
I'm going with B.
Oh! It was Currency. It's okay. But like you said, you go with your gut, and if you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're not, you're not. But, you know, you're doing good so far. 50-50. You know, 50-50 is like life. You can walk outside, you can get shot in the face, or you can get rich. Never know.
That's it. Easy.
Easy. Hey, Capo, I think this is your favorite category.
Man, who said that shit?
That's right. All I'm going to do, I'm going to read you some lyrics to a song. All you have to do is tell us who said that shit. Easy as that.
Okay.
I ain't a killer, but don't push me. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting pussy. Picture paragraphs unloaded, wise words being quoted. P peeped the weakness in the rap game and sold it. Who said that shit?
Tupac.
He was quick.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
low-hanging fruit. That was easy.
It's okay. All right. We'll get that to you. You know what I'm saying? 2 out of 3, you get in the community college with that.
Okay.
Hey, niggas get rich in community college. Don't sleep.
Yeah, for sure. Shout out to all the community college girls out there.
Hey. There you go. That's it. So we're going to play this song, and we'll be right back with more Willie J. Peso.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for you.
Hey, welcome back to the show, man. If you just now tuning in, it's your man's and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo, and we got a super duper special guest,
super
J.
duper.
Yes, man, super's just not good enough for this guy right here. He's duper, man. You gotta
put the duper on there, right?
Absolutely, man. Better than the average.
That's it. So, Willie J. Peso, man, we got the new project out, right?
Yeah.
Giraffe print, it's moving. I gotta ask you a hard question, man, because I know it's like picking one of your kids. But what would you say is your favorite song off of this project?
It's a tie between a Denver song and Another City.
Okay.
Those would be my top two faves on the project. I really like this project a lot. You know, we put about 12 months in working on it since the last project that I released, which was Stone Like Willie in 2022. So I really like this project. This is my 11th project to date that I've released. You know, 11 is one of my favorite numbers. So I think in history, this project will be one of them ones.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely rides, man. Like you did a great job with, as far as like beat selection. Like, you know, I don't know if you, do you sit down with your producer and you guys, or do you, are you picking beats out that just kind of,
yeah, I sit down. Me and Iceman Beats, who helped executive produce this project. So out of the 11 records, Iceman produced 7 out of 11. So it's a vibe that me and him have kind of been curating since the Giraffe Head project that I released. We said that we wanted to do a whole tape together, and it came out very well.
Now the features on here, man, tell us a little bit about some of the features that you got on this project.
So the features on this project are really like all in-house. I'm working with the RTL Music Group, which is a group that was formed here in Detroit, consists of about 5 to 6 artists. I'm a member myself. That's RTL Rock, RTL Skull, and Mac Morey. Then I got 2 of my young brothers that I kind of got under my wing as well, which Baby Ablo. I took him on tour with me with Devin the Dude last year around the country. Me and him have a couple singles that we released over the few past years. Real talented young brother from the east side of Detroit. And then I got my guy Slim with the Pack, who is from Chicago, who, you know, he's been in the city of Detroit for like the last couple of years, rocking with me, another big cannabis enthusiast, stoner music. I got my girl Terry Hsu, who was singing on that Purple Stuff. Am I missing? Who am I missing? I feel like I might be missing somebody else, but all in-house. We've just been working with a lot. Mac Morey, yep, he's part of RTL Music Group. That's another RTL Music Group artist. So we've been working together, just trying to curate. I would love to one day have my own No Limit or Cash Money. So absolutely. I like working with artists that I can help build their brand and they support mine as well. I didn't go for anybody really national. I just feel like we need to just keep this in-house right here, and we go from there.
Yeah. So, I mean, the thing is like, it looks like you're working and you're helping some of the other artists out of Detroit. You're connecting dots for people behind the scenes as well. Yeah. How is that something that is just like solely you? Is that part of your character, or is this something that is happening behind the scenes in Detroit as well? Because, you know, a lot of these people say, I've heard it from numerous artists that say Detroit is, you know, has a lot of that crabs in a bucket mentality, where, you know, they're not letting other artists get up and no one wants to let each other shine, which is just like a lot of the other cities within the hip hop game. Like it kind of goes all over. Do you feel the same way about Detroit? Like, what's your thoughts on that?
I don't never want to speak negative on my city, so I don't want to say that it's truly a crab in a bucket city. I will say okay. that in the past, there has been a lot of adversity for artists to really get up. And I think mm-hmm. right now, the time that we're in, we have a lot of successful artists in Detroit. Thanks. And we, you know, there are still those who have their own situations going on that, you know, would cause some to not work together. I'm not one of them. I got love for everybody. If you're from Detroit, and you're doing something positive, you want to make some money, we can work together. I want to make money with everybody. So,
hey. I love it.
Willie J. Payne Sofa Mayor, y'all. Willie J. Payne Sofa Mayor. Yes, hey, sir. I'm in the back pulling strings, but Willie J. Payne Sofa Mayor.
Right. Yes, sir. Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So Willie J., man, you're a smart guy, man. You're open-minded to a lot of stuff. And, you know, I'm the type of person, I'll be all in the rabbit hole, and I'll be finding some outlandish stuff that be going on, and I don't be a conspiracy theorist or anything like that, but I'll be deep in the rabbit hole, man. And I like to have conversations with intellectual people, you know what I'm saying, about things that are happening that actually would be in tune to it. So I know you in tune with the whole blockchain, what's going on, you know who Elon Musk is, this whole everybody's trying to get to space, you know what I mean? So they just now officially launched the world's first space factory, and it's been fully deployed. A company by the name of Varda Space, in collaboration with SpaceX, have launched a space factory. So basically it's a factory like any other factory that niggas work in the hood, but it's in space and they're going to be making stuff in zero gravity. Now, yeah. So I know, me personally, you know, I'll be a little conspiracy, but it's like everybody's trying to move us to space, at the space pods, the space hotels, and now they got a place for y'all niggas to work to now. So, I mean, are you comfortable with going to space and working? Would you have them manufacture your stuff?
Yes. To space and work.
Yeah, so like, you know, they're like, hey, you know, instead of going to Qatar and doing the oils and all that scaffolding where they pay niggas a lot of money, but like, hey, you know, we'll give you $2 million this year to go work in a space factory for a year. You gonna do it?
I don't know, man. I think me going to space is worth a little more than $2 million, man. They just paid $250,000 to go under the sea and never came back. So man. I feel like that's the same thing. $2 million to go out of space. I just paid $250,000 to go on a Dreamcast boat. So no, I don't think I'm going for $2 million. You talk about $2 trillion. Now we can talk. We can talk.
Right. So let me ask you this. Let me ask you this.
I pay those U.S.
U.S. currency. Let me ask you this. What if they start growing weed in those space factories? Are you going to smoke some space weed?
I'm definitely going to smoke. I smoke the space weed before I go out to space. You know, I'm pretty sure I'll make it out to space after smoking the space weed anyway. So I got a 2-for-1 deal.
Right. So you say when the shit hit the fan and they start moving all the rich people to space, you gonna stay down here and run your own gang growing weed?
Yeah. We're gonna be good, man. We'll survive,
man. Absolutely, man.
We have survived the dinosaurs, so I think we can do it.
Absolutely. Okay, Willie J, man. So we got another record from you, man. Like, you know, the vibes dope. You know, everybody feeling you. So we got this other record called Rolling Laps. So, like we did with the last one, let's go ahead and get everybody on the same page, mentally, spiritually, sonically, all that.
So, Running Laps was a ode to a couple of fellow artists from Detroit that were slain, murdered, and I just wanted to let them know that I'm still running this marathon. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. Rest in peace to all the loved ones that have transitioned on due to, you know, senseless murders, you know, violence in the African-American community. So that's what Running Laps is about, keeping the hustle going, never stopping, and just keep running.
Absolutely. Y'all know how we do with the audio, man. Tap that plus button, turn it to a check.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for yous.
It's the audio meds. It's your meds and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo. And we got a super, super duper special guest on the line, Mr. Willie J. Payton.
Don't forget to add the duper.
Well, it all depends on if you fly or not. You can be super duper fly or super duper duper hot.
Got you. That was Running Laps, man. That was one of my favorite ones as well.
Man, bro, super I was just about to say that.
Yeah. Man, what'd you say? What'd you say? It's like a turtle on the gas.
Yeah.
Going slow, but so I don't.
Yeah. You, so I don't miss a step. You can't miss some steps, man. You got to go slow. Take your time, man. And just, it was an ode to my brother, IUR Tizzle. He was known as the Turtle, Mr. Green Man himself. He got killed about 2 years ago. So if you watch the video, I got clips of him and his video in my song, as well as his brother, who was killed a couple years prior to that, two times. So, you know, all that vibe just was put into the song, and you know, I'm trying to keep this going. We're gonna keep this really living gang movement going, to keep running laps, just keep doing things for the family.
Love it. Absolutely. Love it, man. Absolutely. Love it, man. Now I gotta ask a question, man. Every time we have someone on from Detroit, we have to ask this one question because we're trying to get to the bottom of this, man. We got to get to the bottom of this. So what is your thoughts on why Detroit and the Bay Area have such similar sounds?
Man, everything about the Bay and Detroit is similar. It's not just music. I think it might have to do with the geography. Of where we're placed at, you know, technically the Bay Area is like the sister to Detroit and everything, government, it's a bunch of different things that's going on. So I think a lot of people from the Motown era, after they came to Detroit during the 50s and the 60s and worked at the automotive industry, when they got the fuck on and they moved to the West Coast, a lot of them settled in the Bay Area. Some of them went down SoCal, but a lot of them settled in the Bay Area. And I think those roots, not only from here in Detroit, but go back, predates to where, you know, we lived in the South. So I think that's one reason why we're so similar in that sound. It's a lot of things that's going on out there that's going on in Detroit. And you gotta give some love to the whole Click, E-40, Be Legit, and the work that they put in the 90s, one of their biggest stomping grounds was Detroit. So I know the music right now, we look up to 40. If you listen to me talk about Ownership is Key, you know, the whole movement, like, I got love. We wanted a rollie like E-40. You feel me? Like,
I love it.
That goes back to that.
Man, I ain't gonna lie, Willie J, man. You said that so eloquently. Even if you completely wrong, that shit still sound right.
It just sound right. Nah, that's it. That's the reason right there.
That's the reason right there, though. We need to put that in textbooks. They need to learn that in school. Y'all trying to take slavery out. Y'all need to put that in.
Bobby, we ain't asking that question no more. It's done.
It's done. Final finale.
That's it, man. So what's next for, I mean, the project's brand new, so I mean, can we expect anything after this? More videos, another tour?
New videos getting ready to drop. We're gonna be dropping a lot of videos from off the project. We only have 4 videos out, so we still got 7 to go. So we got a lot of content that's gonna come from off the music, from off the album. We're working on some tours for the fall. I'm doing a lot of things. I'll be moving around. You're going to see me in a lot of places, just, you know, connecting the dots, touching. I always tell people, plant your seeds and watch them grow. So to watch them grow, I mean, you got to go back and you got to water them. You got to give them TLC. So I do that often. So I'm going to be going through my top 10 markets, top 11 markets on this run, and just touching bases with people. That's the first plan. And then we're working on doing our first headline tour in 2024.
Okay. And so you kind of spoke on what I was just about to ask you, because you know, you're an entrepreneur, you're doing your thing, you're the boss running the ship. So marketing, let's talk marketing. You got the new thing. Independently, what do you think your top three things that you're going to do that's going to benefit you long run in your mind for your campaign?
The top three things that I'm going to do that's going to benefit me in the long run is I am going to build connections in multiple markets. I make sure I place my flagships in across the country. And that would be like one of the biggest things for me, is being able to actually put boots on the ground and touch people and not so much utilize the internet for everything. I'm really tangible, and I like to really get out there, and I like to really get in the community. The old fashioned way, the Master P, the Too Short way.
Grassroots.
Selling it out the trunk. So that's one thing that's going to benefit me. This merchandise game, having tangible quality product that people can not only wear for a long time, but actually represent me as like advertisement. They're my walking billboard. Mm-hmm. So I make sure all my merchandise has something to do with the music. You know, the music is my core. So even though I'm selling weed, or I'm selling T-shirts, or I'm selling candles or anything, you know, it's going to all be related back to the music. And my third thing is I'm always willing to learn. So I think that's going to take me a long way in the game, with the game always innovative and changing and evolving. I'm a student, so I'm always willing to learn something new to add it to my tool belt.
Okay, so let me recap that for those that are listening. Per Willie J. Peso, top three things that he's doing that you could also – you know, take some influence from to help your music career along as an independent artist that's very successful doing his own thing, getting to the bag, is one, don't stick to the internet. You got to put some boots on the ground. You got to get out there with the people, grassroots. Two, make sure when you do get out there with the grassroots, you got some tangible merchandise that you can leave long lasting that they can hold their hands on, because the internet is so quick and dissipates in the air like a puff of smoke.
Yep.
And number three is always stay a student of the game, because it's always changing and it's always evolving, and you don't know what the fuck you don't know.
And then get ready to read Willie J. Peso's book on how to become a successful independent artist.
It's the giraffe print.
It's not the book print.
There you go. That's it. Just listen to the giraffe print. You don't have to read. Audio book right there.
Okay, Willie J. Like I said, you dropping some gems. You know, you did good on Street Smarts Trivia. You came back. You know what I'm saying? You got the community college scores as that passed. Yeah. So before we let you get out of here, we got to twist your arm just a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Have a little bit more fun. So we're going to play a little. We're going to put you in the hot seat. If you don't know what the hot seat is, it's a mental mind stimulation game where we basically give you two options. You pick one or the other. Don't say both. Don't say neither. Okay. Don't think about it. Fast as it comes to your brain. Just be honest.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. Light liquor or dark liquor?
Dark, but añejo, tequila. So I don't know if that's considered dark or light.
Okay. Indica or sativa?
Indica.
Would you rather have a kick in the nuts or a poke in the eye?
Poke in the eye.
$10, $20 bills or $6, $50
bills? $20
bills.
Or $650 bills.
Would you rather have $50,000 up front or 50% of the back end?
50% of the back end.
Would you rather live a short and eventful life or a long and boring life?
Oh, slow and steady wins the race, so I'm gonna go long and boring.
That's a lot about you, man. You got stuff to live for.
Mm-hmm. You got stuff. Exactly. Well, man, One, man, we appreciate you taking time out of your extremely busy schedule and all the things you're juggling, all the businesses, and coming and joining us on Audio Meds to talk about the new project. We really appreciate that, man. And hopefully you'll come back on when you drop something else, you get a new video or anything like that. Come holla at us, man, because you're family here. You're always welcome. The door is always open.
Thank you. I want to come link with y'all so we can actually partake in some of this giraffe head. So you can really survive and get stoned like Willie. So one day we're going to have to do this live and in person.
Hey, we're going to do that.
I'm with it. Hey, come rock.
No take-backs.
Hey, we're in Birmingham with Currency August 18th. We're in Mobile with Currency August 19th. We got Project Pat in Nashville September 2nd. And then we're in Little Rock with Devin the Dude on September 15th. Any of those dates, you're more than welcome.
Okay, bet. We're gonna make some arrangements so that we can bump into each other for real.
That's it. No doubt, man. Well, hey, man, let the people know where they can find your music, where they can follow you and get the merch and all the good stuff, man.
You can get everything Willie J. Peso from stonedlikewillie.com. That's Willie with a Y. You can follow me on all social media handles at Willie J.
Peso. Oh, I think he meant peso. I think he had to slap somebody.
Yeah. Somebody. I'm going to do it one more time. Get everything at stonelikewillie.com, or you can follow me at Willie J. Peso on all social media handles. That's Willie, WILLYJPESO.
Man, hey. That's what it is, homie. Well, we appreciate you once again, man. It's always love. Thank you. We're here, dog. Anytime. You're more than welcome.
Absolutely.
I'll be back.
Salute to you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you,
guys. Yes, sir.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for yous.
Hey, audio meds, it's your meds and them. If you just now tapping in, man, it's your meds and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, Devato Capo. We just had a super duper duper special guest on the line, Willie J. Peso.
So,
shout out to you, big homie.
Yeah, man, Willie J. Peso, man, I love it, dog. Came in here, dropped some gems. You know, if you're looking for, there's a lot of things out here that you can follow. You know, a lot of people out here doing the do-it-yourself, you know, type of manual. But if you're looking for a proven success, a blueprint, follow my man Willie J. Peso. He's out here killing it right now, man. And you know what I'm saying? To find out, you know, he's also a father, entrepreneur, doing multiple things, man. Salute to him. We appreciate him joining us. It was dope, man. I had a good time, Bobby.
Man, I did, man. Like I said, I took a lot of notes, picked his brain, playing some game, man. And, you know, it's tough. I like to learn stuff from everybody, man.
Yeah, that's what we do, man. Every Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Central, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, only on AMP. You can catch us Audio Meds live, man. This
Make
is what
sure
we do.
You tell a friend to download that app. Follow Audio Meds and tune in on those specified dates that Dr. Koppel just said, which is specified dates and time, which is Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Central, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's right. Did I say a different? Specified. Okay.
No, you said it eloquently well. You said it eloquently well.
Okay.
Speaking of that, man, we got one more super duper guest in the building.
Super duper guest.
Ready? Really? Come on, man. They're waiting on you.
Boop. Boop.
Paging Dr. Capo. Paging Dr. Capo.
All right, Bobby. You know what time it is, man. Like we always do, we got to hit them with the weekly prescription. Every dose, we got to drop them with a prescription. Let them go off into the world with a little hint or a note or a quote that just brightens it up. You know what I'm saying? It gives them a little motivation. And it's Tuesday, dog. So what better way to do it than this? All right, I'm going to hit him with a little something. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Perfection is not attainable, but if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence.
Say that one more time, because I think that went over somebody's head like some legs.
Perfection is not attainable. But if we chase perfection, we can catch excellence.
Excellente. Make sure you take a big, giant gulp of that shit, swig it around, swish it, gargle it, and swallow it down. Because that's facts, baby.
Yep, and we'll see y'all Thursday.
Audio meds, they're good for you.
Yippee!